You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Becca.
And this is Zoe.
And we co-host the Spokespeople Storytelling Events.
The story that you're about to hear is by Patrick McVitie, and it, like all of his stories, is super harrowing.
Yes, that's true. So the other two stories we've had have involved ninjas and a dislocated shoulder from kayaking. So
plus an engagement.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So this one involves a road trip and a car flipping over. So that's
also a CD by Cake. Is really
that's true. And you have to listen to the story to figure out why that is a key factor.
Trust me, you'll listen to it all the way through. It's crazy.
the story comes from our February 2013 show at Actual Cafe in Oakland, and the theme was Close Calls.
Enjoy.
Our next storyteller is a good friend of mine, and I am always excited when he tells stories, so sorry to build it up now, but I hope it's going to be good. Our next storyteller, Patrick McVitie, is a Bay Area native and maker of things. He works for the government and spends your taxes on science. Please welcome Patrick.
I saw the theme of tonight's event, and I thought I couldn't pass it up. It seemed like it was close to my life. So, so here's a story about a close call. So, see if I can. Okay, how about that? Okay. Let there be sound. Okay. So this story, I guess, goes back to a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago, and a galaxy not so far away. That would be in San Luis Obispo is where it's going to kind of take place. So I guess the idea, one second. Okay, so this is kind of a story about changing, or, you know, the growing up and coming to terms with what you can do and can't do in life. So, you know, coming out of high school, going to college for the first time, you know, having lots of new events in your life that you have to learn how to deal with, and you know, what you can actually, what are dangerous things and what are not dangerous things. So I guess I went to down to Cal Poly for school. You know, I was generally kind of a pretty conservative person. That's a very conservative place. But I had lots of friends that weren't so conservative. It's back from elementary school, you know, the kinds of things where life diverges, but you still keep in touch and you're really good friends. And so at the time, my really good friend Chris went off to UC Santa Cruz, a very creative type. So he was in, and so I was down in conservative Cal Poly, and I decided to go. I guess he invited me to go see a play that he was going to be in, or he wrote. And it was a, you know, a really interesting thing for me to do, since the times we had gone to his parties before in Santa Cruz, it was just such a different experience. Like, the bathrooms were co-ed, and which is an interesting thing. And then, and it was just, you know, very creative, interesting people, where back in Cal Poly, I was actually in the engineering dorm on the third floor, which they called the monastery. Not because, you know, people studied a lot, because you never, ever saw women there, right? So that was kind of from my perspective. And so I decided to go to drive up to see Chris and his play on, you know, over the weekend, take a break from studying. And we decided to drive up. The thing is, I hadn't actually driven that much before, you know, I would always bike or walk places. So I guess I wasn't actually that familiar with how well, you know, to drive a car that well. So I decided to drive up. And so I was down in San Luis Obispo, and I was going to drive up 101, which is a long straightaway all the way up, you know, up California, straight over to the coast where Santa Cruz is. So I decided to drive up. And I guess I should say at Cal Poly, one of the things I got into was, you know, being a human crash test dummy. What I mean by that is that I started to take up, you know, just to get some exercise. I tried to start doing basically Aikido. But, you know, I don't know if you've ever done Aikido around here. It's kind of a slow, gentle kind of thing. This is actually kind of the Aikido class was from the lineage of Steven Seagal. He kind of came up with this idea. And what that is basically, it's a fun game where people throw you at the ground as hard as they can over and over and over again. And since I can take a hit pretty well, I got to be the demonstration dummy at every event. So I was pretty good at you know, slamming to the ground and not breaking anything and hopping back on and say, yay, do it again, right? So this is kind of a fun thing that I used to do. And one interesting thing about that is, you know, when out of your normal everyday life, time kind of goes at a constant rate, kind of the slow, you get scared and emotional and these sort of things. But when you get into a really fast event, right, time seems to slow down a little bit, and you don't have time to be scared or anything like that. And so this is kind of a backdrop for the story. So anyway, so now I'm driving up to Santa Cruz, heading along up in my in a Neon, flying along, you know, not really, you know, paying attention to the road. And the car didn't have a CD player built in. It had kind of a tape deck, and I had this like tape deck adapter and like a CD player Walkman on the seat next to me. And you know, so you'd be driving along, you'd pop out a CD, put in your next one. I'm going along, popping out CD, listen to the next one. Well, it's pretty good, you know. And then I reach over and I knock the CD player and it falls down, and the CD falls out and goes in the far corner of the passenger's wheel side, right? And so I'm driving along, I'm like, ah, I could, you know, pull over, you know, take an off ramp, pull over and get that CD, and it'd be really safe. But, you know, if I just reach for really fast, I could totally make that, right? So I'm flying along, I can do it. I can totally do this, okay. You know, and the thing about it is that road is there's like not that many, you know, it goes for a long way and there aren't that many exits. It's just in the middle of nowhere, it's farm fields and everything. So I look down and I go, I can totally make that. All right, one, two, three. And the thing is, when you reach really far out, you tend to pull down with the other hand, right? So I'm flying along, right? And if you notice, on 101, there's a small grassy area between you and the other lane. Maybe, I don't know, 15 feet maybe between the sides, right? And there's no guardrail between the sides, right? And it turns out that where I was on the road is about, I'd say 7 feet, but, you know, your imagination plays tricks with you. I'm sure it was like two, I don't know, maybe three, right? Difference in the height, and there's kind of a little ditch in the middle. So I reach for the CD, I totally get it, right? And I'm like, yes! And I sit up, I'm like, yeah, I'm so awesome. And I hear this, thunka, 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 thunka. I'm like, what is that? And so I, you know, my mind kind of fuzzes out from you know, comes back, snaps back into reality as I'm looking forward, and there's these bushes that I'm hitting, and I'm like, you know, 3 feet off of the road, right? And of course, new drivers will do this, right? You freak out and you overcorrect back. So I throw the wheel, you know, like a nice 90-degree turn on the wheel, and the car, you know, has good momentum, right? And the friction of the wheels aren't that great, so the car just starts turn sideways and is sliding now sideways down the road. I'm like, oh, that is not good, right? So you overcorrect the other way, and the car spins around. Maybe I was going a little faster than I should have, and the car is sliding the other way. And this time, I finally get it so the wheels catch the road again. But the problem is, I'm now pointed towards, not forward, but maybe, I don't know, the other lane. Right, so I fly off this patch, or this elevation of one lane, and I'm headed off, and there's all this oncoming traffic in the other direction, and you know, so I'm gliding through the air, and the thing, you know, it's really calm. It really feels like when I was doing like Aikido, when you're flying through the air, and it's kind of you're not scared at all because you don't have time to be scared, and time kind of slows down, and you're looking forward and you see all those cars coming towards you, and you're in the air, and you think, I should not go there. That is not good. So I turn the wheel as far as I can the other direction in midair, so the top wheels don't have time to catch, right? And the car plows, right? Now we've made contact again, and the wheels dig in. And of course, what happens then is you're going kind of, the car is angling to the side and the wheels aren't pointed straight. So the front wheel just digs in, right? And then the back of the car just flips over the top, right? And so the car is just like spinning in the air and it goes smash right upside down, right? So it crushes the top and flips over again and lands on the wheels again, right? So I totally whipped the car over. And so the passenger side is crushed all the way down to the seat, right? And I'm in like this bubble of not crushed, right? And I look at it, I'm like, wow, if I was a little bit off on that, I would totally be destroyed, right? And so I'm just sitting there, and the interesting thing is, you know, how the music going, there's the road noise, and suddenly everything is perfectly quiet, right? And I'm still holding the wheel, and I'm like, that was crazy. And so I try to get out of the door, and the door is, you know, completely, you can't get out of the door because it's crushed, right? So I'm like, oh man, that's kind of crazy. And I feel my face, like, oh, that's not good. And there's like little bits of glass everywhere. Like, oh no. And so I'm like, oh, this is no good. I got to get out of here. So I get up and I walk out. I go out the back far passenger door still has openability. So I get out there and I'm standing like, you know, you still, after a while, you know, you're just in shock and you're not really, you know, like, whoa, that was kind of crazy. Whoa. And then all the cars trying to slow down. And one guy slows down, actually stops, and he gets out and he says, oh, come on, come sit in the back of my car. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And it's interesting, it was the only one that stopped, and then he had no arm. And I was like, wow, I wonder if he got in a car accident, right? So that's why he stopped. And so then I sit there and they call like the ambulance, and the ambulance gets there. I'm like, you know what? I feel kind of fine. I don't really want to go in the ambulance. And they're like, no, we really think you. Well, first the officer comes over and says, have you been drinking? Like, not that I know of. Were you speeding? I said, probably not. I didn't look at the speedometer, right? And so then the officer's like, you know, what can happen is since you hit your head a little bit, right, you can have bleeding in your brain, right? And you won't know it. You'll leave, and then, like, a few hours later, you just drop dead. So why don't you get in the ambulance? And I said, okay, I will listen to you. Touche. All right. And so they strap me down to like they go through the whole 9 yards and they strap me down to the table, and they're cutting off all, they have to find if you've been impaled anywhere or crushed. They take the scissors and they're like, no, my, like, those are cool pants. And they snip those up and they put in the back of the van, and they have to talk to you the whole time to make sure you're like conscious. And so I'm going along, and they're making small talk, and I was in the EMT was a woman, maybe 1 or 2 years older than me, maybe a few years older than me, a young woman, and we started, you know, really hitting it off, in the back of the, like, hey, you know, yeah, you're going to play, yeah, I could totally invite you. Well, maybe it's not a good time, right? So we eventually get to the hospital, and they start, you know, they start getting all the glass out of my face, and then, you know, getting everything together. And then what happens in the meantime is that the medics ask who they should contact. And I say, oh, you should probably call my parents, give them that number. They go back, they go, so that number's busy. Really? Wonder why is that number busy? That's interesting. Well, actually, I know why it was busy. And so they try again and again. And they can't. They're like, "Do you have another number you can try?" Oh yeah, Chris. I know him, right? So he's having the play, and so they call him. And then they try to call my parents again. What would happen is that, you know, my parents are really against like spending any money on anything, and so they had dial-up internet and wouldn't get a second phone line. This is the time when they had like DSL and all sort of, you know, people had cable internet, but not, no, that's not what we do. We are known for our cheapness, right? And so they couldn't contact my parents at all. And then my friend actually walked over to their house, knocked on the door. It's like, yeah, you know how you're on the internet, and you can't call you guys. No one can call. Well, you know, Patrick, he's in the hospital, and he's got, like, just got in a huge car accident. Maybe you should get off the internet. They're like, oh, okay. And so he told me I had to say that the moral of the story is, if you get dial-up, you have to get a second line. And that's the moral. So, and that's the end of the story. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Patrick, what was the CD?
The CD was Cake, was the CD. It was the only CD I owned. So I was listening to it on repeat. So.
Thanks to Patrick for sharing that story and to Actual Cafe for providing the space.
Audio production for this podcast was by Ian Ratzer, with content management by Sarah Bars and photography by Chris Koster. Music for the podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
If you liked this story, join us for our monthly live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org. You can also find more of Patrick's stories there. We have two other podcasts featuring Patrick McVitie on the website.
Or you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Thanks for listening.